All right, y'all, you're Locked On Falcons. I'm your host, Aaron Freeman, and today I am once again joined by Jarvis Davis of the ATL Day Ones podcast on Locked On Sports Atlanta. And today we're talking all about this Falcons-Browns matchup in week four, talking about the keys to victory and sort of which team's offense can assert their will on Sunday.
You are Locked On Falcons, your daily Atlanta Falcons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So you guys know me, Aaron Freeman, your humble host, a.k.a. Sirius Black, a.k.a. Mr. Drew. And today I am hosting this illustrious Locked On Falcons podcast, part of the Locked On Sports Atlanta podcast family, with Jarvis Davis of the ATL Day Ones podcast, part of that Locked On Sports Atlanta podcast family. And today's episode of Locked On Falcons is brought to you by Bright Cole Jewelry and Watch Insurance. Bright Cole brings you the comprehensive, fast, and affordable jewelry insurance for as low as $5 a month. Check out your special offer for Locked On listeners and get covered in under 2 minutes at bright.co/lockedon. That's bright.co/lockedon. And guys, we thank everyone for making Locked On Falcons their first listen each and every day, Monday through Friday. It's free and available on a variety of podcast platforms, including Apple, Odyssey, Google, Spotify, and YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Falcons on YouTube, and you'll get the video version of the podcast the night before the audio drops. So with all of that being said, Jarvis, it is a great time of year. The Falcons are coming off their first win. We're getting into this fall season. I consider this hoodie season.
Yes, sir.
It's where you can, you know, at least I don't have to put in as much work to be presentable on camera here. Yes, you know, you're sitting there wondering, hey, is Aaron wearing a clean shirt today? I don't know. I just threw on a hoodie.
And
you'll never know the answer to that. So I really do appreciate this time of year, especially because, you know, we're really getting into fall and it really does start to feel like football weather. And we've got these first couple of games out of the way. And now we're going to kind of find out what these NFL teams are going to be. You know, this is kind of not to say the make or break part, but this is the point in the year where I think teams can start to really, you know, establish who they are and maybe create some separation if they're for real or not. But Jarvis, I do want to welcome you back to Locked On Falcons once again. And, you know, as we get geared up for Sunday's matchup, ask you the same question pretty much every time we do this at the end of the week. Sort of for you, what's your big key to victory for the Falcons to come away from this Browns matchup with a win?
You know what? I think I came up with this key when I was watching the Cleveland Browns take on the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. And I was just looking, and it was like several plays back to back to back in the NFL where I didn't see the running back have to make a move out of the backfield, or he wasn't getting touched until he got to the second level. And I think that the biggest, you know, factor as to why the Cleveland Brown has been somewhat relevant over the past couple of years is that offensive line, man. When you think about all of the guys that have come out of Cleveland up front, you know, in the past few years, and you know, Betonio, and even a Hall of Fame offensive lineman, I don't know if you agree with that, and Alex Mack, but I think that if he's not in the Hall of Fame, like at some point he's going to be in some heavy conversations about being in there, because he's probably, you know, one of the better offensive linemen to ever put on the Falcons uniform, hands down, in my eyes. So I think that when you think about that being their strength, I think that the Falcons have to, and I'm not going to sit up here and act like they're going to have to shut Nick Chubb down, but they are going to have to keep that run game at bay. And they're going to have to do that by making sure they have their run fits, because, you know, I got a chance to, you know, go back and look at the All-22. And I was just like, man, like Adio Gundeji was just some very technical things that he wasn't able to quite grasp in that game. That's why you saw the Seahawks go off like they did early on in that game. And if you're talking about the Falcons defense starting off the way they did against the Seahawks, it ain't gonna be no back and forth like it was with the Seattle Seahawks. It's gonna be a game that you're talking about. Dang, the Falcons got ran through that. They got ran through in that one because Jacoby Brissett is a guy who's gonna be able to take advantage of all the opportunities you get when you're running the ball as successful as they will be if the Falcons defense plays like they did to start against Seattle.
Yeah, I'm there with you. You know, Seattle's offensive line isn't by any means elite, and Cleveland's offensive line is. And I think Rashad Penny had like 38 yards in his first three carries or something like that.
Yeah, man, he was breaking them off, man.
No Rashad offense Penny to Rashad no. Perry, but he ain't Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt.
Not at all. So, see, you just brought up another problem. I just named one. You brought it another one. How about Kareem Hunt as well? Yeah. So, yeah, it is vital for the Falcons to go ahead and get their run game on the wraps. Yeah.
They're going to have to tighten some things up. I think as the game went on and the Falcons made some adjustments, they got a little bit better against the run. So we just need to kind of pick up where they left off, where they were getting some stops there. I think a lot of it was they were able to get some penetration against that Seattle offensive line. And, you know, I don't know if you can count on that to the same degree against this Browns offensive line, given how good they are. So that, I think, is definitely going to be a challenge for this defense.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And I think that a guy that who has been quiet as kept having a very good season, and that is Taquan Graham, man. Like, in the run game, it's like the one thing that I always look at when you look at defensive linemen, you know, coming out of college, I was like, I always say, hey, what do you do really, really well? Like, it's good to be a multi-tooled guy. You know, oh, yeah, he can do this too. He can do that too. He can do that. But when you get into the NFL, man, like, you have to do one thing really, really well in order to stick around and make a name for yourself in the NFL. Right now, in the first few games, Taquan Graham, he's starting to put that stamp saying, you know what? I might not be able to rush the passer like everybody that watches Falcons games wants, but I can be at a really good level stopping the run and being that guy to get in the backfield and turn those offensive linemen's shoulders so you can make that running back make a decision. And he was very consistent doing that last week against Seattle. So that's something that I think that, you know, Falcons fans should definitely be encouraged by, you know, a guy like that, especially in a game that is very important about being able to do that and putting some pressure on those running backs when they get the ball in their hands.
Absolutely. I remember this offseason and people were like, yeah, Taquan Graham's going to be a solid start for us. And I kind of just like, sure. You know,
yeah,
I
was just like yeah, okay. Me too. Guilty.
You know, and but like I'm with you, Jarvis. I've been very impressed by his play these first couple of games as a run defender. And, you know, he's leading the team in quarterback hits too.
He's getting there. Yeah.
He just needs to get there like a half step faster, right. You know, like, and that will come, you know, where he can, with more development, hopefully there. But so you are seeing, you know, him really step up in a major way. And I've been, you know, there's Grady Jarrett up here.
Yes.
And then, you know, we thought, or at least I thought, it was going to be like the next guy's going to be way down off camera, right? You know?
Right. But, yeah. Not even like, there. Yeah.
I feel like Graham has been solid, you know, and Anthony Rush and Abdullah Anderson. So I've been a lot more impressed.
Say anything bad about Anthony Rush. Can't say anything bad about Anthony Rush. I can't save you, dog. I can't save you where you are, man. Like, I have your back, but, you know, I can't save you up there, bro.
I appreciate it. I don't know if the two of us could take him on, but, you know, he's used to handling double teams.
I've been working out, bro, so I might be able to get him, man. I was hitting 315 in the gym yesterday, so I'm feeling myself right now.
Okay. Well, as Jarvis puts it, you know, we'll see if the Falcons can slow down this running game for the Browns, and maybe they can fight fire with fire by using their running game to sort of help their offense play that ball control, win the time of possession. And that keeps guys like Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt on the sideline. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue today's Locked On Falcons. But before we get there, guys, the internet may be the place for epic fails. And whether you're at a gender reveal gone wrong or your proposal doesn't go the right way because you got down on one knee in front of 20,000 people and that special someone happened to say no, or maybe you were out, you know, for a romantic afternoon on a boat and, you know, that ring slipped off into the water and you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to see your epic failure splattered all over the internet and going viral for all the wrong reasons. And while there is no insurance to prevent that special someone from saying no to you, there is protection for keeping that ring from winding up in the wrong place. And that comes from the folks at Bright Co. Jewelry Insurance. They'll make sure you get the replacement for the full value of your ring, no matter if it's lost, stolen, or you just can't figure out what happened to it. All you need is $5 a month, and it's not going to take more than 2 minutes to sign up. Just go to bright.co/lockedon. It's the fastest, easiest, and cheapest way to cover your butt with the best jewelry insurance is in the business. Again, that's Bright, B-R-I-T-E .co/lockedon for that jewelry insurance. All right, here with Jarvis Davis of ATL Day Ones on Locked On Sports Atlanta. And guys, we thank you for making Locked On Falcons as well as Locked On Sports Atlanta your first listen. And just want to remind you to hit that subscribe button. Give us a like here on YouTube if you haven't already. We just passed 3,000 followers. I know Locked On Sports Atlanta is, you know, around 4,000. We got a little race to get to 5,000. So, you know, give us some love here on Locked On Falcons and subscribe so that we can win that race. But let's continue today's conversation. Jarvis, you made some excellent points about the Falcons' ability to try to stop the run. And despite saying some very positive things about some of the defenders like Taquan Graham and Anthony Rush and Grady Jarrett and those guys, I don't know if this defense alone can do all the work that they need to slow down this Browns rushing attack. And I feel like the offense, you know, has an opportunity to sort of pick up some of that slack and maybe do some of that heavy lifting for them. Given that you look at this Falcons rushing attack, which is top five in the NFL currently, spearheaded by Cordero Patterson, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, coming off 140 plus yard game against the Seahawks. And you're looking at this situation, you know, this was something I didn't think we would be able to say a couple of months ago, Jarvis, but you kind of feel good about this matchup between the Falcons offensive line and this Browns defensive line, especially given that they're dealing with some injuries. They were already kind of soft at that D tackle position with Jordan Elliott and Taven Brown, not necessarily being, you know, big time defensive tackles. And now they're dealing with some injuries at that defensive end spot with Jadeveon Clowney dealing with an ankle injury, missed last week's game against the Steelers. You got Myles Garrett, who had an unfortunate car accident earlier this week. You know, fortunately for him, it's only minor injuries and we'll sort of see what his status is, but you have to imagine, you know, coming a few days off of that injury, you know, he'll take it easy. And I hope he does. You know, Myles, you can wait to visit Atlanta, you know, in the off season. Just you know, you'll get your chance to go to Magic City at some point, but not right, this week, yeah, man. Right? Oh, you know, just
it's always open.
Chill out, you know. Just stay in Cleveland and not bother us. But you know, I say all that because Jarvis, I feel like the Falcons can run the football, and that will be a great way to keep that Browns offense off the field and control the line of scrimmage, control the clock, and also if the Browns don't have their two most fearsome pass rushers, that should open up some opportunities for this passing game as well. So I'm just curious, Jarvis, what are your thoughts on that notion of the Falcons offense being able to take control of this game?
You know what? I think that the only reason you're probably asking that question, a lot of people probably feel the same way, is because it's kind of hard to shed that dirtiness from last year of how bad that offensive line was last year and how bad the offensive line has been as a whole for the past 6 or 7 years for the Atlanta Falcons. So I think that's the thing that we have to kind of like think about when they're looking at this particular group, right? We have to take these three games and say, all right, who are these guys? Because as you mentioned earlier, like, we're going into the fourth you know, this is the fourth game of the year. And when we were on a 16 game schedule, that was like that first quarter, right? And being that, you know, this is the fourth week of the season, but you know, they're only in the third game, and you play 17 games, but it's an 18 week season. So yeah, you know, when you start breaking it down a little bit, this is kind of like a quarter of the way through the season. So like, you can't, what you've put out there on tape is who you are at this point. You know, of course you can improve and be better and all that stuff, but like, what's out there right now is exactly who you are. And I think that what this offense is a run first offense. It's a team that's going to be physical. They have a physical runner, like you mentioned, in Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, and the guys up front are doing much better. And I think two of the reasons why is because that guard play is much better than it was last year. And not necessarily a shot at Chris Lindstrom. Y'all know how I feel about him. I love me some Chris Lindstrom. That's my guy. But that left guard spot, we've seen so much more improvement, you know. And we even saw a backup in Kobe Gossett come in and be solid as well, because that's all you really needed in order for Arthur Smith offense to work. Like, just be solid. Like, if you aren't terrible, Arthur Smith's scheme and play calling will work. And I think we've seen how that has played out in these first three games of the season.
Yeah, I think you make some great points, Jarvis. I think it'll be interesting to see if this Falcons running game can get going against, as you say, you know, this interior offensive line. You know, it's so much has changed in the last year, where the interior offensive line was a massive liability last year. And as you say, it wasn't on Chris Lindstrom. Right.
No, not at all. Yeah.
And now you're looking at it and you're like, hey, man, I really like this matchup, you know, especially with Elijah Wilkinson coming back and, you know, hopefully Cordarrelle Patterson is healthy or whatever. But I do feel like this Falcons offense can put in some of the work this weekend to win this game. I guess my last question before we get into the final topic, talking about what a possible win loss looks like for this team is, you know, one of the things that was brought up on the crossover yesterday by the Locked On Browns host is, you know, we talked a lot about how these two running games should be able to, you know, get going in this game, given their favorable matchups. And the Locked On Browns host, Garrett Bush, basically pointed out that he thinks because of that, it may actually come down to the passing game. Whichever team has the best day throwing the football may be the deciding factor to who wins this game. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, since we've talked a lot about this over the last couple of games, do you have that confidence that Marcus Mariota can be the better quarterback over Jacoby Brissett on Sunday?
No, I'm going to be honest. Sorry. I mean, because what we've seen from Jacoby Brissett, does he turn the football over?
Not really.
No, like, Jacoby Brissett has been a solid quarterback. You know, I'm not saying like he's an amazing player, but the thing that he doesn't do, which is why he's been able to continue to get jobs in the NFL, he doesn't turn over. He might not make those wild plays, but he's going to make the ones that he's supposed to, and he's going to make sure he plays a clean game. And that's what we haven't seen from Marcus Mariota in three games. So what have I talked about earlier is like, hey, this is who you are. Like what you put out there for three games is pretty much who you're going to be. You can probably get a little bit better, or you can probably digress, get a little bit worse, you know, as the season goes along. But you're going to – the average is going to be what you've already put out there. And I think that's what we've seen from Marcus Mariota. Now, I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he does. I hope he does play a clean game and not, you know, fumble a snap. And, you know, been in the league, what, 7 years, dude? Like, we fumbling snaps now? Like, what? Like, no, that's inexcusable, you know, as a veteran in the NFL. So I think that, you know, if this game comes down to that, Falcons might just be in trouble, you know, whether it comes down to your quarterback making a play, running the football, maybe, you know, I think that, you know, Marcus Mariota has the advantage over Jacoby Brissett with making plays with his legs, because we know Mariota have been really good with that. So I think that if you're telling me that the Cleveland Browns are going to completely shut down the run and they're going to have to force – and Marcus Mariota going to have to throw the ball 35 to 40 times, Falcons probably going to lose this game. But if you're saying that, hey, they've been okay the Browns are biting on play action. They've been running the ball they've been running the ball to the point where Browns have to bite on that play action or at least respect the run game. And Marcus Mariota has to make a play with his legs to, you know, extend plays and maybe get into the end zone to win the game towards the end. I think the Falcons be in pretty good shape.
Okay. Well, there you guys have it. Direct your angry emails over to Jarvis Davis.
look, I just made a show email, ATLDayOnes@gmail.com. Yeah, I respond. Come on, man. Let's have a conversation about it. Let's talk about it.
We'll see if Jarvis is wrong, because he and I will be talking directly after the game on the Locked On Falcons postcast on Locked On Sports Atlanta's YouTube channel. So, guys, always got to plug Locked On Sports Atlanta. You know, there are three shows, four hosts, Jarvis Davis, Tanisha Batiste on ATL Day Ones, John Chuckery on Hitting Hard, and Mark Zeno on A to Z. And, of course, Locked On Sports Atlanta is the place for the Locked On Falcons postcast. Immediately after the game, make sure you subscribe, hit that bell so that you know when you get live. And, of course, you know, the Locked On Braves postcast is there as well. And we know that the Braves are hoping to finish this season strong. You know, they couldn't quite pull it off Wednesday night, but you know, I think they'll figure out a way to do it. But we'll see. But you can always check out Locked On Braves postcast on Locked On Sports Atlanta. So, wrapping up today's Locked On Falcons, here with Jarvis Davis of ATL Day Ones. And you know, obviously, when we talk about the Falcons winning and losing this game, you know, how they win, how they lose is obviously going to matter. And obviously we're sitting here, you know, a couple of days before the game, we don't know that, but I guess Jarvis, I'm curious from your perspective, talking about what do we learn about this team, just sort of in general, about this team, if they are able to take care of business, against a vulnerable opponent in a very winnable game at home, you know, what does it say about the Falcons at this point in the season?
I think the main thing, you know, like we talked about, you know, the offensive line and the Falcons being able to stop the run, and you know, there have been some inconsistencies with the defense, you know, and there have been some consistencies with the Falcons offensive line, right? So I think that if the Falcons win the game, and what we based off of what we talked about, I believe that we're going to have to start talking about the defense in a different light, right? Because if you're talking about Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb not being factors and the Browns getting a win, you know, and actually they taking the L. So that means if the Browns lose, that means that team that played against them figured out a way how to shut those guys down completely or keep them under wraps for four quarters. And if the Falcons defense are able to do that, I think the conversation needs to start to change some, right? You know, because at the end of the day, what Dean Pease preached coming into the season, like being doggone tired of, you know, being talked about and being at the bottom of the league, some of that stuff, once they put that type of stuff on film, we have to start to believe it, right? Because, you know, hey, Arthur Smith is a really good play caller, and people didn't believe that. You know, even after figuring out a way to win seven games last year, people still didn't believe that. Well, now you better start to believe it, because like they have pretty much the same offensive line minus one Band-Aid, you know, and I think Dahlman and Hennessy are still probably the same guy. I'm sorry. Y'all can tell me what y'all want to tell me, but they're the same guy. But, you know, you're making that one big change on the offensive line, you've moved into a different realm of conversation. And I think that if the Falcons get that dub, you have to start talking about this defense in a different light, because – to be able to shut down an offense with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, like that says something. That's a statement type. That's statement game type stuff right there.
Okay, yeah. Look, I was one of those people that was questioning Arthur Smith's play calling last year. So, you know, he's done a good job this year. I got nothing to say, nothing smarmy, nothing snarky to say. You know, no comebacks or anything like that.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
He keeps proving me wrong. So, glad to see that. I guess my follow up question is, you know, what does it tell us about the Falcons if they don't manage to take care of business and walk away with a win and wind up losing on Sunday to this Browns team?
I think the conversation remains the same about the defense, about who are you? Like you talk about identity. I think we've pretty much been established who the Falcons are on offense, And I think that, you know, you want to start to see like who this team is when it comes to defensively, because we know that if you're sitting back there trying to rush four, more than likely we can expect that they aren't going to get there. They haven't reached that point yet. Like I've been praying for the Falcons to change that conversation, but they haven't quite done that just yet. But we have seen some improvement in that area, right? So where Dean Pease feels a little bit more comfortable sending pressure and all that stuff. So I think that if they don't get that, if they don't get a win against the Browns, I think that, you know, that defense, that conversation is going to stay the same. Like, I feel like, dang, Dean, you lying to me. Like, I don't want Dean to lie to me. I like Dean Pease. I thoroughly enjoy his press conferences and, you know, asking questions and banter and everything. Like, he's just a really good dude. Been coaching forever. I think it was 50 years coaching football. Like, dude, that's longer than I've been living. So I think that, you know, I want him to be right. I want people to feel the same way that I felt about Arthur Smith, about what he's been preaching, that we're starting to see that come to fruition. I want to see what Dean Pease has been preaching start to come to fruition as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we will keep you locked there, guys, in terms of that Locked On Falcons, Locked On Sports Atlanta postcast. And we'll sort of see what conversation Jarvis and I are going to be having Sunday afternoon after this Falcons Browns game, hoping it's going to be a win just for no other reason, you know, not because I want the Falcons to win or anything. It's just, I just want to be petty in the comments to all those people that at the beginning of the season, when I gave my season long predictions and was like, you know, what do you know, Aaron, about this football team? And I was like, oh, you know, they'll lose the first two games and then they'll win the next two games. And I just want to have that moment to be super petty, to be like, all you people that said, I don't know what I'm talking about, you know, at least in terms of the wins and losses, this season has gone exactly how I said it. We'll see, you know, if it continues to go that way. But at least for that month, I can be that first month of the season, I can be super petty. But we'll see.
Let me tell you one thing I've learned in life, Aaron. Like, it is so great to be petty, because at the end of the day, like, you're forced to come to that emotion. Like, you're forced to evoke that petty emotion. Like, it's not something that you can sustain as a normal person. Like, you can't be petty at, you know, good people. You're a good dude. Like, good people can't be petty all the time. So, but when good people become petty, it is the most entertaining stuff that you can ever, you know, ask for. So, hey, go ahead and root for the Falcons to win, man, because I want to see Aaron be petty, because I love me some petty Aaron.
You know, now you're probably going to have a couple of people be like, I kind of hope the Falcons lose. Just so.
We don't want Aaron to be right. You know, he's going to be petty. That's great. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, guys, that's going to do it for us here. We'll just end on that petty note. Falcons win, hopefully, just so I can be right. But that's the only reason that we want the Falcons.
Nothing else.
But we thank you guys for making Locked On Falcons your first listen. And, of course, always recommend making Locked On Sports Atlanta your first or second listen as well. Again, check out the three shows there, as well as the Locked On Braves, Locked On Falcons postcast. Will be coming at you guys live circa, you know, about 10 minutes after the game, that final whistle on Locked On Sports Atlanta on Sunday, Jarvis and I. And of course, you know, we'll also have a post game rapid reaction here on Locked On Falcons, which you can check out. And I might be bringing a guest on for that, so we'll see about that. Make sure you check us out there. And also make sure you check out Peacock and Williamson NFL show as one of your follow-up listens here. Brian Peacock, former NFL scout, Matt Williamson are giving you that expert analysis in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. So, guys, for Jarvis Davis at JarvisD90 on Twitter and Locked On Sports Atlanta, myself, Aaron Freeman, your humble, so humble host here on Locked On Falcons. You can follow me on Twitter at FalcFans. Really appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Till then. All right, Jarvis, hold on 1 second. Someone knocked on my door, and I got to make sure it's not the police.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, cool. Yeah, definitely want to help that, my brother.